This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, with America's favorite capitalist evangelist and conservative rock star. Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Relentless, in-your-face, anti-tax warrior, American made, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome to the show, everyone. Last night, we can finally say last night where I'll be doing the whole show where I'm not taking calls. We'll take calls tomorrow. Everything appears to be in place. The phone lines were finally installed at our new Dallas USA radio headquarters. And everything, the call screen and the phone lines and hopefully the 800 number laid on top of them should all be ready for tomorrow night's show. Keep your fingers crossed. We're just about there. They worked on it all day today. And we probably could have had them for tonight's show, but we were uncertain, and I didn't want to have a show if I'm uncertain walking in. I'd rather just know that we're not taking calls, and tomorrow we are, and it should be all ready for tomorrow. Lots going on. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, third hour of our USA radio show, and first hour and the only hour, the power hour of our national TV show on Newsmax TV, which does double duty with the radio show. So thank you, USA Radio. Thank you, Newsmax TV. I love the power hour. I'm Wayne Root, your SOB, son of a butcher, your relentless Trump warrior, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist, warrior for truth, justice, and the American way, wherever the truth leads, no matter who it's going to offend. I am American-made and American-born and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Today I will have a guest for the first time in the last 2 weeks on Newsmax. I generally have done these shows by myself. Now I've got a guest coming on, Peter Schweizer, I guess it's pronounced, president of the Government Accountability Institute and a best-selling author. His new book is Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. And it exposes vast corruption by top Washington figures, including Joe Biden's son and Mitch McConnell and his wife, Elaine Chao, and their relatives. And when I heard about it, I was outraged, and I told my producer, Andrew Paul, get me Peter Schweizer on the show. No, because I want to talk about it. All right. I've got a commentary that's coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review Journal, coming up 48 hours from now. You always get the sneak preview of these commentaries. And here it is, Trump's secret sauce, illegal immigration. Let's start with the polls. The mainstream media lied to us again. Rasmussen is the only credible poll. And they got the 2016 election right on the money. Sure enough, the latest Rasmussen poll is out. Trump is at 50% approval. Not only is that fantastic, it's 4 points higher than Obama at this exact same time of his presidency. It's also telling that Trump's approval is 50 and his disapproval is 49%. More Americans now approve of Trump than disapprove. But I thought the media says Trump is unpopular. I thought they said he's the most unpopular president in history. I thought they said in his first year he was the most unpopular president in history. I thought they said at any one point that they're measuring him, he's the most unpopular president in history. Liar, liar, pants on fire, media. But there's another poll out that explains these results. It also is very eye-opening. It shows that 77% of Americans believe traditional mainstream media is guilty of fake news. 77%. That's dramatically up from 63% a year ago. 87% also believe fake news permeates social media sites such as Facebook and YouTube. It's Trump against the entire mainstream media and the Silicon Valley social media universe, and Trump is destroying them all. Here's the reason. Illegal immigration. It's the one issue that unites all 63 million of us that voted for Donald Trump. Illegal immigration. I believe illegal immigration and the wall won Trump the 2016 election. And I believe it's the reason he's doing so well in the polls now. Liberals are so out of touch with how real Americans feel about illegal immigration. Liberals are shocked and dismayed the Trump administration is putting the citizenship question back on the census. The average middle-class American loves it. They think it's 100% fair and normal. Why wouldn't the census ask if you're a legal citizen or not? Democrats are so out of touch, they might as well be from the planet Uranus. If you get that inside joke. Liberals are shocked and dismayed at extreme vetting. They think we should let everyone in, including Muslim refugees. The average middle-class American knows we can never let that happen. They can see that the UK has opened its borders to Muslim refugees, and that's why London is now the acid attack capital of the world. You heard me, the acid attack capital of the world. They run up to you and they pour acid or spray acid in your face. Can you imagine you could wind up blind or totally disfigured for the rest of your life? And it's because they let Muslim refugees in. That's who is famous for acid attacks. They can see that London, with the strictest gun control laws in the world, is now leading New York City in murders for the first time since 1800. London was already leading New York in every other violent crime category. Now they win for murders, too. If you call that a win, I don't. Americans can see Germany and Sweden open their borders and are suffering an unprecedented rape epidemic. Women can no longer walk the streets at night. Every time there are mass rapes, the perps caught are described as, quote-unquote, refugees. Americans can see France opened its borders and now suffers massive levels of rape, robbery, and thuggery at the hands of what they authorities there call Moroccan refugee gangs. 1,600 Paris residents took to the streets of Paris days ago to beg police to take action. They say they're prisoners in their own homes at night. The people of Paris say they are being terrorized. Who's terrorizing them? Refugees. Trump is right again, in spades. We can't let just anyone into our country. We've got to question their beliefs. We've got to keep out anyone with insufficient records, anyone with criminal records. We must comb through their social media history. If they support terrorism, not if they are terrorists, if they support terrorism, if they like terrorism, if they think it's okay, if they support violence for political or religious ends, if they support hate crimes against Jews or Christians, they can't come into our country. We can't make the same mistakes as Germany, Sweden, France, or the United Kingdom. Then there's a so-called caravan in the news. 1,500 or so Central Americans have been traveling through Mexico towards the U.S. border for days now, daring us to stop them. They thought because of rules imposed by Obama, we were powerless to stop them. They assumed Trump had to abide by those rules. They assumed wrong. Donald Trump is a creative businessman. As of today, Tuesday, this column will come out on Thursday, so it'll say as of Tuesday. But as of today, Trump appears to have defeated the caravan. He got Mexico motivated. He threatened to kill NAFTA and to kill foreign aid to Mexico. Mission accomplished. On Tuesday, today, Mexico announced that it had broken up the caravan or was in the process of completely breaking up the caravan, and they were going to send the illegal border jumpers among the group back home. Bravo, Mr. President. Trump also announced he's not just waiting on Mexico. He's going to take his matters into his own hands. He's going to send the U.S. military to the border until the wall is built. Trust me, the average middle-class American is right now giving Trump a standing ovation. But I have one more weapon for Trump. It's time to call for a tourism boycott. If Mexico doesn't stop the flow of illegals and the flow of drugs crossing our border and refuses to pay for the wall, Trump needs to ask Americans to stop vacationing in Mexico. Stop spending our American dollars in Mexico. Cut Mexico off at the knees. Without U.S. tourism dollars, Mexico's economy would collapse. Keep this up. Not only will Trump be reelected, they'll make room for him on Mount Rushmore. My commentary that comes out Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, it is entitled Trump's Secret Sauce, Illegal Immigration. And as if on cue, I wrote that at about 11 o'clock this morning, West Coast time, And what came out an hour ago in the middle of my radio show, an article in Breitbart News that says 2 in 3 Americans say they support the 2020 census, asking if residents are U.S. citizens. See? I said Democrats are so out of touch. I said Democrats might as well be from the planet Uranus. They're that stupid. They're that clueless. They're that blind, deaf, and dumb, and they're that out of touch. 2 in 3 Americans. Here's the actual number from Rasmussen polls. Okay? 66% of Americans say, yes, the U.S. should ask respondents whether they're citizens of the United States or not. 25% say no, and 8% aren't sure. So there's your numbers, Rasmussen, 66%, right at two-thirds of all Americans. Only 25%, a quarter of Americans, say they oppose the citizenship question. The Democrats are that out of touch. And speaking of polls, I want to give you one more poll. It's called the Stormy Effect, and it doesn't surprise me in one bit. I don't know if it surprises you, but if you believe this poll, which is not from Rasmussen, so it's completely non-trustworthy, it's a Harvard-Harris poll. Actually, Harvard-Caps, I don't know what CAP stands for, /Harris poll. It's conducted by Mark Penn, and if my memory serves me, he was one of the big shots who ran the Clinton campaign. And so I don't trust anything that comes out of his poll. I guarantee you, like all the other polls out there, they oversample Democrats, and they ask all voters instead of likely voters, because all voters don't matter. If you don't vote, you don't matter. You're meaningless. We don't care what you think. All that matters is people that are more likely to vote because they voted in the last election and the one before that and the one before that. That's who Rasmussen asks, and that's how we get the answers that are accurate. But this poll did come up with one conclusion I agree with, that Trump's standing in the last week because of Stormy Daniels and her interview on 60 Minutes, his standing with women went down by about 6 points, and his standing with men went up by 3 points. So there's the Stormy Daniels effect. The women are like, oh, that's terrible. I can't support this man. He cheated on his wife. And the guys are like, woo! Donald Trump had Stormy Daniels, woo! And so his standing went up with men. So up with men, down with women, all the way across. He's at 50% approval at Rasmussen. And so he's doing the best of his presidency. And he's now 50-49 approval versus disapproval. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. Go get him, Donald. We'll be right back.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I just need a little me time.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War not.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Wayne Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. If you're watching me, you know I'm on Newsmax TV, but you should be listening to me 3 hours a day on USA Radio, or certainly in your car and your drive home from work. In many cities around the great United States of America, check me out at usaradio.com or at tunein.com or on the TuneIn app. I did this yesterday and I dropped the phone. I'm not going to drop it again today. The TuneIn app. Get it on your iPhone or your Android and just get the app. It's free. TuneIn. And then you type in KBDT and then it's there forever. And every day, 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 Central, 3 to 6 afternoon, drive Pacific. My show is on. You can listen to me 3 hours a day and you can do that at TuneIn. Or just call your local conservative talk radio station and tell them you want your Wayne Allyn-Root and they should contact USA Radio, my syndicator, to get it. And if you're listening right now, you want to make sure that your local cable carrier gets my TV show, War Now, on Newsmax TV. But the ways to watch it right now, channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish TV, YouTube, Stream Live, Newsmax TV, or NewsmaxTV.com, or you can find it at Netflix and many other ways, many other places, many cable systems. But if your cable system doesn't have it, just tell them that you want Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. All right, so the big news stories today. There was a shooting at YouTube today. A female shooter at YouTube died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound after shooting four others, including her boyfriend. First time I've heard of such a thing, that a female shooter, mass shooter, I guess you'd call someone who shoots four people, whether they killed them or not, thank God she didn't kill them, but she shot them, and who knows how seriously. But that is a mass shooter. You don't hear about female mass shooters very often. And then instantly, Nancy Pelosi tried to take advantage of it. It's so easy in life to be a liberal, isn't it? Every time there's a shooting, and you know there'll be constant shootings, you just blame it on Republicans and the NRA. That's all, every single time. You don't mention the fact for every shooting, there's probably 15 incidents in America where a hero with a gun, including a policeman or a regular person with a gun, stops a shooting, stops a tragedy, stops a wounding, stops a killing with a gun. And nobody mentions those. There's no record kept of those, but I guarantee you they happen much more often than actual shootings. Good guys with a gun always stop bad guys with a gun, but with liberals, it's easy. You just immediately blame the NRA and guns. Look at this guy. Michael Ian Black blames the NRA for the YouTube shooting. As news of the shooting took place in San Bruno, actor-comedian Michael Ian Black, I've never heard of him, this is how you get famous, tweeted his plans to politicize the F, and he used the whole word, out of the shooting and blame it on the NRA and its blood-soaked lackeys. I mean, this is crazy thinking. The NRA is a lobbying organization. The NRA doesn't even make guns or sell guns. Another shooting, I'm going to politicize the F out of it, and so should you. The NRA is a terrorist organization. This is the hysteria of liberals. 21,000 people died on Medicaid waiting lists because Obama created Obamacare. That makes Obama a terrorist and a murderer. He killed 21,000. If I said that, how about 1.2 million children are murdered in the womb each year because of liberals? Obama's a murderer. But I would never say something like that. Obama's not personally killing those children. Obama created Obamacare, which I said from day one would result in death panels. But he's not a murderer per se. But if a Republican does something that ever, somehow, some way, a Republican conservative philosophy leads to someone somewhere dying, we're the worst people in the whole world, and Democrats scream murderer and terrorist. But your policies resulted in 21,000 dead people on waiting lists for Medicaid in the last year, a new study says. By the way, your policies resulted in how many thousands of veterans dying during Obama's term on waiting lists for the Veterans Administration, vet hospitals. And yet, you know, I didn't scream murderer. I screamed Obama is a terrible person because he believes in terrible policies. He's a terrible president. But I don't know that I'd scream murderer because he didn't personally try and murder those 21,000 people. Liberals are just hysterical. All right, and then the other big news story, and I talked about it in my article, is the caravan. That caravan of Central Americans coming up through Mexico. Trump put pressure on Mexico. Brilliant. But no more brilliant than me. I said he should do that. Cut off their aid, cut off their military aid, cut off their foreign aid, cut off NAFTA, and also have Americans stop vacationing in Mexico. Threaten them to bring down their entire economy to its knees. And what did Mexico do? They fell to their knees and they gave in, and Trump won. They said, we're going to disband the caravan in the next day. So whether it's going on now, it started now, or it's going on tomorrow, either way, hopefully the caravan is being sent back to Central America. The Mexicans have no right to allow them to walk unmolested through their country and walk right into our country. And Trump also is putting the military on the border. Great move, Donald Trump. Great stuff. We love President Trump. We'll be right back. War Now, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
War. USA Radio News.
I was in my backyard and I just heard a series of
gunshots, and I don't know gunshots, but it sounded, I could tell that's what it was. It went on, it was boom, 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 and it went on for quite a few seconds.
An eyewitness account from a woman in San Bruno, California, describing what she heard as a woman killed three people and apparently killed herself in a rampage at the headquarters of YouTube. Police are still investigating, but early indications are that the woman shot her boyfriend, then turned the gun on herself. Elsewhere today, President Donald Trump, with leaders from the Baltic states, had a press conference where he discussed us getting out of Syria as soon as we can.
I want to get out. I want to bring our troops back home. I want to start rebuilding our nation. We will have, as of 3 months ago, $7 trillion in the Middle East over the last 17 years. We get nothing, nothing out of it, nothing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Joe, the conservative warrior, now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. I told you that over two-thirds of the American public loves the idea. To you, if you ask the same people, do you like Trump sending troops to the border, military troops, to defend the United States, I'll bet you would be even higher than two-thirds. That's a much more important issue than asking a silly question on a census. Now, I agree with the question, but you can't even compare that to the military. So that one would probably be 70-75%. So Democrats are taking huge gambles, and they're wrong on everything. They're getting burned on this stuff, and Donald Trump will be a popular choice in 2020 to be reelected. Now, whether Republicans are going to hold the Senate and the House in 2018, this year, that's a whole different ballgame because Trump isn't running. And so Democrats have the best of both worlds. They're not, you know, we're not running Trump, and so he's not there to pull up the whole ticket, but they're running against Trump in all the districts where people hate Trump. So it's going to be rough sledding for Republicans, especially the ones who are supposedly defending Trump, and yet they hate Trump themselves. Half the Republican Party is a bunch of establishment losertarians who hate Donald Trump and treat Donald Trump with disdain, don't vote anything like Donald Trump, have voted against Donald Trump, and have blocked him in doing the things he needs to do, like the wall, and yet they're going to get criticized and they're going to lose because they didn't stand with Donald Trump. It's the worst of all worlds. So I'm still not sure what's going to happen in 2020 in the House, although I think we're going to expand our lead in the Senate because the Democrats are defending many more seats in Republican states, Republican red states. All right, we've got our guest in, Peter Schweizer, president of the Government Accountability Institute and a best-selling author. His new book is Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hey, Wayne, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate being on.
I always ask if I'm pronouncing your name right, Schweizer. Is that a right pronunciation?
Well, it's like Schweizer, like it has a T.
Okay, Schweizer. Got it. Peter Schweizer. All right. And so I read some excerpts of your book like 3 weeks ago, and I begged my producer, Andrew Paul, you got to get this guy on. You got to get this guy on. And we finally arranged it, so I'm thrilled to have you on because I'm a Trump guy, and I just believe there's so much corruption in the D.C. swamp. And your book backs up everything I've ever believed in my cynical ways about how terrible our government is, both Biden on the left and Mitch McConnell and his wife and their family on the right. It's all bought and paid for, and the American people are getting ripped off. Is that about sum it up?
Yes. I mean, the swamp is deep and wide, and it's real. And that swamp is occupied by all kinds of, rodents, amphibians, and reptiles. But the common denominator is they all love the swamp because it's an opportunity to self-enrich. And self-enriching by people in the swamp, whether it's Joe Biden or Mitch McConnell or any of the other people that are there, it's not a victimless crime. You know, you find people that say, oh, they're always corrupt, it's no big deal, it doesn't affect me. Wayne, it does affect all of us.
Yes.
Because the corruption is baked into our policy. It's key to the policy. And the reason that we get representatives that don't really represent us is because their constituents are not the people back in their district. The constituents are the people that are putting money in their pockets, which includes foreign governments in some cases and foreign oligarchs.
You know, before we get to Biden, and I want you to tell the Biden story, the Biden son story, I want you to tell the Mitch McConnell story, I want to ask you a question out of the blue. I have no idea if it's in your book or not. Do you cover Harry Reid at all? Because he's now retired. And I don't know if he got any kind of starring role or any bit player role in your book, but he's my neighbor. He literally lives a couple of houses away from me. He retired to, like, my block. I could hit him with a stone, and I'm telling you, I'd like to. And Harry Reid, in my opinion, is one of the dirtiest human beings to ever be in American politics, and he got rich at the expense of the American taxpayer, in my opinion. And I just wondered if you covered him in the book.
Yeah, well, I covered him in the book I did called Throw Them All Out back in 2011, and in there I have a whole chapter on Harry Reid and how he got rich through land deals and other illicit means. So I've covered Harry Reid before. It's a huge story. It's a huge problem. What people are going to see in Secret Empires are people that they've never heard about in terms of corrupt deals. Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, Barack Obama. A lot of people will say, I don't like Obama's politics, but I don't think he was corrupt in a financial way. I think this book will lead people to see Barack Obama very, very differently when it comes to financial corruption.
All right, so fill me in. Let me tell you this. The real sin is, here I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, even though it's a national show, I live in Las Vegas, and even though you covered Harry Reid, the whole chapter in your book in 2011, that's a revelation to me, because I never heard one word about it in the Vegas media or the Vegas newspaper. Nobody covered it. So you wrote a book, yeah, and it showed his corruption, and nobody cared. The media just yawned and ignored it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, no, and it's a pattern we see again and again. You know, I'll just give you one illustration. I wrote the book Clinton Cash, Exposing Clinton Corruption, and I did one show on CNN concerning that story. It was a Saturday morning show, Michael Smirkanish. Didn't do anything else on CNN. Then early on in the Trump administration, I said it would be a good idea for the president to make sure there's a big wall between his family business and his role as president. Five CNN shows called and said, we want to have you on to talk about that.
Of course.
This is the media's agenda. And, you know, what they've done is taken the issue of, you know, making sure that we don't have conflicts of interest, making sure we don't have corruption, and they have tried to turn it into a political weapon rather than just focusing on monitoring everybody. They just want to monitor certain people. They don't want to monitor everybody, and that's the problem.
All right, so you may not know, this is probably a revelation to you, Peter Schweitzer, but I went to Columbia University, class of 83, probably the only conservative who ever came out of that class, and I graduated with my classmate, Barack Hussein Obama. That was my college classmate, Columbia University, class
of
83. So educate me and my viewers and my listeners right now on Newsmax TV and USA Radio as to what do you talk about Obama in that book as far as corruption, because I will agree that I have always said he's a terrible human being, he's a terrible person, he was a terrible president, he destroyed the economy. I believe he was a commie/Marxist/socialist. I believe he's evil, but I didn't think he personally profited off being president. Now tell us why I'm wrong. I hope to hear some interesting tidbits right now.
Well, basically, he employed a strategy called smash and grab, and that is Barack Obama's president would go in and smash companies or industries, thereby driving down their valuations and stock price, and then a close-knit group of friends, including a best friend that a lot of people have never heard of, would come in and buy those companies for pennies on the dollar, only to then see the regulatory weight lifted. And so let me give you a very specific example of this. It involves Barack Obama's best friend, a lot of people have never heard of him, a guy named Marty Nesbitt. Marty Nesbitt opens up something called the Vistria Fund when Barack Obama is reelected. And the Vistria Fund in its corporate document says its business model is to invest in, quote, highly regulated industries, end quote. Well, if your best friend is the regulator in chief, Barack Obama, that's a great business strategy. And so to give you one example of what happens, the Obama administration says, we don't like for-profit colleges like the University of Phoenix. We don't think they're good for students. So we are going to suspend GI Bill money that allows active duty soldiers from attending the University of Phoenix, which a lot of them were doing. Well, you can imagine what happens to the stock price of the University of Phoenix. It goes from about $100 a share down to $3 a share. Once the company's been smashed, who steps in to buy it for pennies on the dollar?
Marty
that would
Nesbitt.
Be Barack Obama's best friend, Marty Nesbitt. Once Marty Nesbitt buys the company, the Obama administration says, you know what, we think it's okay for GI Bill money to flow to the University of Phoenix, which it does, thereby boosting the valuation once again. And, of course, Marty Nesbitt is today the chairman of the Barack Obama Foundation, and he's returning the favor by raising money for Barack Obama's library and charity.
Amazing. And by the way, I got to think, now that I know this, Obama and his friends must have made $1 trillion, not a billion, $1 trillion on Obamacare. They must have owned all the health care companies and all the health insurance companies, right?
Yeah, I mean, you find this in all kinds of industries you wouldn't expect, Wayne. I mean, pick another example, the coal industry. Barack Obama and George Soros and Tom Steyer will tell us that global warming is terrible and it's caused by coal companies. Well,
right.
One of the targets of Barack Obama is the coal industry. And he essentially says, I want to bankrupt it. Well, we all know what happened to the stock valuations of coal companies. They went through the floor.
Correct.
Some of them that were $120 a share dropped down to $2.80. Once that had happened, who goes in and buys massive stock positions in coal companies?
Must
that
be Marty Nesbitt. Oh, not
Steyer,
Marty Nesbitt?
Environmentalist.
Peter, not Marty Nesbitt?
Marty Nesbitt is involved in this as well, as is George Soros. And
yeah.
So you see this network of friends around Barack Obama. He smashes them, and then in turn what happens is they come out, they buy it on the cheap, and then they turn around and, of course, send money Barack Obama's way. It's ingenious, corrupt,
it
and
is.
Terrible at the same time.
And Peter, by the way, maybe you don't have access to all the records because you seem to have uncovered the fact that they bought at the bottom and made a fortune. What makes you think they didn't sell short at the top and make money all the way down, too?
Absolutely. It's a great point. And, you know, we don't have access to those kinds of transactions.
Right.
That's exactly right, because we chart and show the meetings that these individuals had in the White House with Barack Obama and the regulators that were making these decisions.
Hey, Peter, can you hang on through the break? We'll grab you on the other side to finish up this interview.
Sure.
All right, stay there. Peter Schweitzer, his new book's called Secret Empires. Get it at Amazon. Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. We want to talk about Mitch McConnell and Biden's son when we get back. War now. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291. Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
War now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're now getting some texts from candidates for, Republican candidates, obviously, for governor of Oregon who would like to get on this show. And we've got two of them who are competing with each other who both would like to get on the show. We've also got a candidate for, I think it's United States Senate in California who wants to get on the show. Getting a lot of press nowadays, and everybody wants to get on the show and be able to make their case to the Newsmax audience through Wayne Allen Root. And we're very picky in who we let on. As a matter of fact, I hate to even let anyone on until I've got that second hour and I could do an hour with interviews and an hour with talking to just you and taking your calls. So I really don't like to do interviews too often. Tonight I made an exception because we have Peter Schweitzer on the line, who has this fantastic new book out called Secret Empires: How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. And I just was very excited about getting Peter on because I think he's really just broken the code to what it's all about. D.C., nobody's living on $175,000 a year. Maybe you at home watching right now make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, and you think it's a lot to make $175,000. But trust me when I tell you, there is nobody who goes to Washington to make $175,000 a year, because when they come out, they're all worth $10 million and $20 million. You don't do that on $175,000 a year. They're going to Washington to make $20 million and $30 million and $50 million and $100 million, or to build dynasties that are worth billions of dollars on the side while they're politicians with all their access. That's what it's all about. Peter, have I got it right?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Look, there are a precious few that go to Washington, D.C. They're committed to public service. They're trying to, protect the republic and serve the American people. But the longer and longer the people stay there, the corrosion and the corrupted influences just become pretty overwhelming. And as a friend of mine who served in Congress in Washington said, when you first get to Washington, you think it's a cesspool. You stay for a few years, and it starts to resemble a hot tub. And that's really, really the mindset that you see with a lot of these elected officials, unfortunately, on both sides of the aisle.
I thought you were going to say something that's much worse than a cesspool. I was trying to think, what could be worse than a cesspool? You start to realize a cesspool is like a really positive thing after a few years in Washington. All right, so we don't have a lot of time. You know the limitations of TV. The show's up in about 4 minutes. So Tell me in about 2 minutes about Biden's son and about 2 minutes about Mitch McConnell, his wife and her family, and the conflict of interest that they've got. Go, Peter Schweitzer.
Absolutely. Well, Joe Biden, in December 2013, as Vice President of the United States, flies to Beijing, China, aboard Air Force Two. On the plane with him is Hunter Biden, his son. Joe Biden's got a lot of sensitive issues to negotiate with the Chinese. He gets widely criticized on that trip by the foreign and domestic press for going soft on China. 10 days after they return from Beijing, his son, Hunter Biden, scores a $1 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar private deal with the Chinese government. Not with a Chinese company, not with an American company in China, with the Chinese government. That deal gets expanded to $1.5 billion. That's one of three deals that Joe Biden's son and the son of Secretary of State Christopher Hines, John Kerry, Christopher Hines is the stepson, are involved in.
This is Theresa Hines' son. That's who that is.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Theresa Hines' son. The third person involved in this is a guy named Devin Archer, a longtime Kerry aide. They end up doing three major deals with the Chinese government while the fathers are negotiating very sensitive issues and, frankly, being very soft on Beijing.
Wow.
And so the Chinese leadership basically has adopted this strategy of, we're going to buy off the political leadership in the United States by giving sweetheart deals to family members.
How is it possible your book exposes this stuff, Peter, and nobody ever goes to jail, ever? Ever, right?
It's a great question. And part of it is, it's hard to prove the illegality. You've got to prove that somebody, in exchange for a fee or in exchange for a deal, got a favor. And that's a hard thing to legally prove. But the bottom line is, Hunter Biden had no background in private equity. There's no explanation as to why he got this deal, other than the Chinese wanted to buy off Joe Biden.
Right, of course.
The same thing with Mitch McConnell. You have the Senate Majority Leader, his wife Elaine Chao, who's currently the Transportation Secretary. He goes to Beijing, China in 1993 with his father-in-law, James Chao. They get set up by the China State Shipbuilding Corporation, CSSC. As the name implies, it's owned by the Chinese government. It's also one of the biggest military contractors in China. And CSSC makes the McConnell-Chao family rich. Mitch McConnell got a gift from his father-in-law between $5 million and $25 million, which more than quadrupled his net worth. And the problem is, when you look at Mitch McConnell's voting record and positions on China, he has gotten progressively softer on them
over the
years.
The bottom line reason is, Wayne,
that he knows that if he did something to upset the Chinese government, they could destroy the family business overnight. Bought him off as well.
Peter Schweitzer, I don't know how these are not the most massive conflicts of interest that result in people losing their jobs and being disgraced and losing their legacies and going to prison for literally committing traitorous acts. To me, this is treason. I don't know how you could be a United States Senate Majority Leader and your relatives are in bed with the Chinese government in the shipping business, which is transportation, while your wife is the Transportation Secretary. It's just as bad as the Clinton Foundation. They all belong in prison, right?
I think you're exactly right.
All right, Peter, we got to run. Time's up. The music means the show is over. We'll get an answer the next time we have Peter on. Peter's book is called Secret Empires. You want to get it at Amazon if you want to get sick to your stomach. This is how they rip you off every day. Wayne Allyn, War Now. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.